living and dying in peace. She gave birth to a fatherless child on a moonless night, the kind of night where the cries of the wild played havoc with the sciatica nerve. She was born the color blue, growing up in a neighborhood best described as positioned on the fringes, where mail deliveries were often postponed and religious ideologies were seldom expressed. As previously mentioned, she never knew her father, though she had an idea he may have been blue himself, taken away from this world prematurely due to hatred and bigotry, i.e., senselessness. After surpassing adolescence, she begged her mother to give in. Holding back tears, her mother explained how he was the most peaceful man to walk amongst the most misinformed people. As the years passed, she learned to accept all that is blue, embracing the uniqueness that was all her own, perplexed why her father was shot down in cold blood, while she was allowed to live and die in peace.